Thanks for tapping into this very special edition of Untapped Keg, where graciously my friend Lobau is allowing me to film a coaching session. And we'll see where this goes, and you'll get a little bit of an idea into what just happens during these. I appreciate you allowing me to record and everybody to watch this, Lobau.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's... that's the only way we can get better.
I mean, you know, you're definitely right with that, and how you, when you do have the tape and you do have things to run back, it allows you to look at, okay, where could I make some improvements, and where could be some other areas that I could, yeah, that I didn't even look at, that get better at.
Right. Can I just go straight to the point?
Yep.
This is on that side. Yes. Sorry, with the ADHD and everything. So I felt for a while that I might have a issue with alcohol. But I never really felt like I did, because it was just one of those things where I wasn't dependent on it. I don't wake up at 8 a.m. and drink, or, you know, whatever. That whole cliche thing. And when you and I visited in real life,
mm-hmm,
you were able to explain it to me in a way that made sense. It was, I'm not trying to tell you not to drink. Like, that's, I'm just trying to help you in whatever way possible. That is who you are, which I'm sorry, I'm going directly to the point out of the gate. And having a non-alcoholic beer, I don't think people realize that, like, they want to have that feeling of like, oh, I'm drunk or I'm excited or whatever. Yeah, that's awesome. And if you're not waking up at 6 fucking a.m. to drink a fifth of Jack Daniels, okay, then you might not have a problem. My thing is I just can't stop when I'm excited to meet someone, you know, whatever. What you showed me was that, hey, by the way, here's a non-alcoholic Heineken. And I'm like, wow, now I'm doing something with my hands. I'm still drinking. I got that initial buzz from the real alcohol, but now I can maintain that without getting sloshed as shit. That to me is that you have been, my wife would really like to meet you. Actually, because it's been a life altering scenario. And let's be honest, I've only met with you 3 times in this coaching session. You send the things, you know, whatever, but you catered it to me. That means a lot. My life is still amazing now because of this. Like that. So sorry, everybody. I'm getting animated. That's what I do.
that's why we love you, and be yourself, right? And that's, like you said, the catering to you, like that's what it's about. It's not about going in with this specific scenario and trying to be like, oh, if we do this, then you'll get to this. It's okay. You know, what is it that you want to talk about today? Okay. What is it that you would like to improve? And that's something that you and I have really worked on, is there's a couple different things that, you know, you've brought, and we've worked on each one in different ways. And now it's all starting to come together.
You have literally changed my life for the better in ways that I cannot explain. It has been like, now granted, I've spent more money on non-alcoholic beer than I have spent on any other thing in my life, but I needed that. I needed that initial jolt of, okay, I'm going to have a Jack and water, but then I'm going to have 6 Heinekens that have no alcohol in them, because it convinces your brain that you're still partying, you're still having a good time. Like, that's what I think you understand more than anyone else, is that need to be the life of the party, that need to be like this and that and the other. That, but you don't have to fucking kill yourself with shots all night. With,
right.
I thought I did, but now it's like I've never been so confident in myself after you showed me non-alcoholic beer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
It's because now it's like, wow, okay, I can actually do the things that I do, and it's not bullshit, and I don't have to wake up tomorrow wondering where, like, how am I going to entertain people today? How am I going to talk to people today? You don't need the Jack Daniels. What you need is just a simple hand movement of like that. At this point, I don't know if I'd be alive without you.
I didn't expect that one. And
sorry, that's what I do. It's,
no.
I go from the gut. Like,
yeah. What would you say it is about the non-alcoholic beer that is it the hand movement? Is it the flavor that it's
okay,
still that
so
adult flavor?
what it is now, granted, I will admit that at first I'm going to want that, you know, the real alcohol drink. The problem is that most people, they get the real alcohol drink and then they just continue to drink the real alcohol drink, and they drink and they drink and they drink, and then that can turn into a problem. What you showed me was that, you know what? The taste of beer can be the same. The taste of whiskey can be the same. If you've got that buzz that you want and you're not dependent on it, non-alcoholic whiskey and beer can maintain these things to where you're not making a fucking asinine decision. Like, that's, I know you think it's simple, but it isn't, because it's
right.
Not what anyone that I've ever met can be able to describe, but
Yep.
you did. And it is the hand motion. It is the, like, life of the party thing. But the thing is, when you and I met in real life, you were the fucking life of the party and had zero alcohol. That's just because you're the funniest fucking person ever. But now, while Waba is creeping up, I gotta tell you, he's creeping up on the funniest.
Waba is definitely very, very, very funny. But it goes back. I actually have this quote written down next to me from a time that you and I were on a podcast together.
Yeah.
That says, when you stop trying to impress people and just show up as yourself, that is when you are the most impressive.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, like being the life of the party. When you don't try to be anything else other than yourself, and you like to laugh and be there with your friends and laugh,
yeah,
that makes you more of a life of a party rather than
100%
getting wasted and not being able to remember and not having your full capacity to be able to work from.
Well, and something scared me when I met you, and you were describing like how you could drive like three, like that scared me. Like I'm like, I have never experienced anything like that before.
Yeah. And to give people background, there were two times that I was in college where I started in my college dorm. And the next thing I remember is waking up at my parents' house, which was over 2 hours away. My car's in the driveway. I know none of my friends are there. I drove 2 hours, blacked out twice. And it was 2 weekends in a row that I did that.
That
And
scares the shit out of me.
That is something that pointed to, okay, you are not making very good decisions. So after that, I didn't drink as much, but I still had that when I drink all of it mentality that led to me making the decision not to drink.
Which is a credit to you, because like I can't even imagine a world where I wake up and I don't remember. Like I can't fathom that. Like that has no, that is such a far out concept to me. Now, granted, with ADHD, yeah, I'll forget what I did 5 seconds ago, but I'm not going to forget something
Right.
that matters, you know, and that, that when you told me that, I was like, whoa, can it get to this point where you don't remember how you got home or like, you know, whatever? So introduce RJ, non-alcoholic beer.
And you know what you're describing is a relationship with alcohol, and
yeah,
that, you know, that's what I describe to pretty much everybody I try to talk to them about, like when we're talking, is, you know, what's your relationship with alcohol and what would you like it to be? Because you don't have to be in a place where you think that it's a problem to want to have a better relationship with it. You know, and that can go for anything external. You don't have to be in a place
Yeah.
to have a bad relationship with it, to want it to be better. And sometimes we don't even realize that it's possible.
Yeah. Well, I think that alcohol is not a person. Alcohol is a substance. And when you talk about your relationship with alcohol, I think that's spot on, because it's not a person. If it's not a person, I owe them fucking nothing. So you might make me feel good every now and then, but you're not a person. I'm not obligated to you. You taught me that.
Yeah.
It sounds simple, but it isn't. Because a lot of people need it. Because it's an anti-anxiety drug. It's a drug. It's okay.
Yep.
I have anxiety today. If I drink, that will lessen the anxiety. The problem is that people aren't using alcohol to have fun. They're using it as a way to cope with life. And that is a massive issue, in my opinion.
I agree. That is where we find ourselves, in the place of having to reevaluate our relationship with alcohol, being in a space where you're drinking 6 times a year, and those 6 times you don't remember anything. And that's me. Like, to
still can't believe that. I still cannot get that. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, well, I was just gonna say, like you're talking about with figuring out how you can show up in life as yourself, as your best self,
right?
And understanding the things that are keeping you from that, and then being open to finding a different way to approach them. And this, you know, that's when you start to use it as a coping mechanism, when you start to use it as a means of escape, that's when it can get to the point where you're driving home blacked out for over 2 hours.
Can we not talk about that anymore? Because that is horrifying to me. Like, horrifying. And to not be able to remember, like, what you... people get drunk and they make mistakes, but, like, to me, I've gotten drunk and I've made mistakes, but I remember that I made mistakes. Like, I remember those activities. I can't even understand, like, how that is even possible to not... But that's on the, I guess, the other side of the extreme is, like, people show up to a party and they say, okay, you know what? I'm an alcoholic. We're going to drink all night, you know, this and that and the other. And everyone laughs. But what if that person is the one that doesn't remember driving home? They're the life of the party, and then everyone forgets about them. You taught me that also. And that's sad to me, a little bit, because if you have friends that understand, hey, by the way, I'll drive you home, all of a sudden, they take a different look at it. And it's not saying don't drink. What it's saying is don't be a fucking idiot. That's...
Yeah, it's...
I mean, in layman's terms, like, that's...
And it's about being open to receive from other people. Like when you, sometimes we think that people wanting to support us is them trying to control us. And so when we open ourselves up and all of a sudden look at, oh, this is a, you know, there's people that care about me and they want to take care of me. I should lean into that. I should, I should follow that a little bit. And that can lead you to different perspectives and looking at, you know, different ways to approach life.
Yeah. And I'm very sorry to be so aggressive out of the gate in this, but I'm actually not sorry about it, because you know what the fuck you're doing. And that has meant so much to me. I can't even, I can't explain the impact you've had from meeting me for like 2 days. That is, I feel so much better in the mornings. I feel the same way that I always feel without the goddamn hangover. Like, it's like I'm still going to drink. I love that initial buzz, but I don't have to just keep pounding drinks time after time. I have to convince my brain that I'm pounding drinks time after time after time. And if I could do that, then fuck, I can have 2 drinks a night and be fine.
Yeah. And you know, what you're talking about is like that spacing out, right? So what can you use to space this out? And that's really something that you and I've talked about, is spacing out time so that you can start to do what you want to do in there. Right.
Right.
And so that's, it's amazing that you were able to take that and lean into it in such a way that it has.
Impact. Well, if you're not willing to, like, if you're going to take a course and not try to learn from the, then why the fuck take the course? Like, you know, and now granted, I can't read very well. I'm dyslexic, ADHD is shit. However, I knew that a lot of your material, I couldn't read. Like, I couldn't go through it. And what you did was say, let's just talk. And it was the same thing. And I'm going to give a shout out to Coach John Howard, U.S. history, in, let's see, my sophomore year of high school, which was probably, Jesus Christ, 30 years ago. He brought me aside and said, by the way, you're probably never going to be successful in this class. And I said, okay, well, why not? And he goes, because everything that everyone's teaching you, you're going to get so angry at, because you are so much smarter than everyone else, but you will be treated like you're the dumbest person in this class. He goes, so why don't we just talk? That was it. Why don't we just talk? So I talked to him, and he goes, by the way, I know you went to a party the other night. You failed my test, but you're never going to remember the F you made on my test. You'll remember the people that you were at the party with, that you helped, that you spoke with, that all of this. Just keep being you. And I think that's one of the things that you do extremely well, RJ, is like, I hate classes. I hate syllabuses or syllabi or however the fuck you phrase it. Like, I can't stand any of that shit. But what I love the most is being able to talk to someone else.
Yeah.
That's because I'll learn more. Mm-hmm. And unless you drive me home from Melrose to Kingsley, you know, like, it's the way it is. And it's the only way I can learn.
When did you start to feel comfortable in our sessions to be able to just talk things through?
When I met you. I'm sorry, that was an instant response, but yes, when I met you, when you Leo drove you out to this random place and you were willing to like say, hey, okay, I'll fly here and then we're watching a soccer game with a video board or whatever. I'm like, okay, this motherfucker knows what he's talking about. Okay, let's do this. Because unless that's just my thing is I trust a lot of people online, but that human interaction, I can't. That's when it goes to the next level. It just goes to the next level for me. So, because had you not been there, you couldn't talk to me for 18 minutes on the way from Melrose to Kingsley and describe exactly what. See?
Yeah. Yeah. And
so.
When we're talking and you can tell that I'm not trying to lecture you, I'm just
no.
trying to connect with you. What feeling does that give you?
Euphoria, to be honest. Like between you, up, Leo, let's see. Oh crap, I'm missing someone. Oh god damn it. I'll have to look this up, but there's one other teacher that I met online that doesn't like they instruct, but they don't criticize. I've never had that thing. And like you're not coming on here and saying, oh, by the way, why did you sign up for alcohol free? You're an alcoholic. You tell me that and I'm gone in 5 fucking seconds.
Yeah.
And that's what you have realized is like you can't criticize someone for being an alcoholic because you don't know what their quote relationship with alcohol is. So you're helping them discover that thing. Like, sorry, I just yeah, God damn it, RJ. You're doing really well right now.
Right. Well, and what do you remember
box.
And if you don't, that's okay, because I still remember this. Do you remember the first thing, like I think it was the discovery call, when we were talking, what I told you about alcohol and it being a part of this?
I didn't. Okay, so gotta be honest, I don't remember the exact statement, but all I focus on is your words of your relationship with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing, because people that might be struggling, if it's a relationship, that's a different thing than being addicted. So then they can discuss with it. But then they realize, hey, by the way, that's not a person. Alcohol is not a person. You literally have solved this, in my opinion. But that's, I'm not going to jump the gun. I'm just telling you. Like, that's
And when you and I were talking about the course and the coaching and everything, I don't know if you remember this, but I told you, like, we don't have to talk about alcohol ever. And
yeah,
you know, the first 3-4 sessions we didn't, because it's not about that, right? It's about things around it, like you mentioned earlier, with like the coping and the we talked a little bit about escape and stuff like that, but we don't have to talk about alcohol to create a better life, a healthier life for you. And then all of a sudden you get, you know, you get to see interactions with me in person, and then we start talking about the NA beer and it just opens things up. Oh,
that literally changed everything for me. Are you drinking a non-alcoholic beer right now?
Yes, I am.
What do we
I
got?
Thought it
what
was
do we got?
Athletic Brewing, the Free Wave Hazy IPA.
Sponsor this guy. Sponsor him right now.
I have an amazing picture of me drinking the non-alcoholic beer from the trip to Florida.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Yeah, I am going to say, hey, Athletic, you know, you want to talk about podcast
Well,
sponsorship?
you should just reach out and be like, hey, by the way, it's not that you quit drinking. It's not getting, it's maintaining that level. Like that's the...
Maintaining your faculties is what
I've
it
never
really
met
comes down
anyone
to.
that brings alcohol to the forefront like you. No one. No one ever. It's either quit drinking or, you know, you're an alcoholic or go to meetings or whatever. You're just like, hey, it's not that you're an alcoholic. It's that maybe you could do something that in the meantime curtails that need to drink more.
Yeah, because who am I to label anybody, right? Like, I've talked to you about my drinking, and I didn't call myself an alcoholic for 6.5 years, and the only reason I did was because I was on a podcast with somebody who was like, oh yeah, you stopped drinking, so you're an alcoholic. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm an alcoholic. But
no,
it doesn't matter. Like, literally doesn't, it does not matter. Like, you know, you're focusing on it perfectly with your relationship with alcohol. Can it be better? Can it be healthier?
Right.
If
well,
it's
guess,
if it's a
guess you
yes,
taught me that.
that's all that matters. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
So, go ahead. Sorry. Sorry. I'm really energetic right now because I can't describe to you how awesome this has been. Like, this has transformed my life in so many ways.
Yeah.
So.
What would you say is your favorite part of the transformation?
The non-alcoholic Heineken.
I love that answer. I love that answer.
That's that literally. I'm just being honest. Like,
yeah.
That's, it was because I used to love Heineken in high school or whatever, but I drink 10 of them, and now I can drink 10 of them again after one drink that takes the edge off. Then I maintain it, and now I'm not fucking trying to drive home.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a massive thing, man. Like, that is. I did. Hey, sorry, everybody that's watching this. I'm praising the shit out of him because he fucking deserves it. But it's transformed everything for me. Everything. Like, this doesn't have to be this hard.
No. And how much shame did you feel when you and I would talk about alcohol ever?
So at first I felt a little bit of shame, but not a lot, actually. The only time I felt shame was when I felt bad that three out of the four of us were drinking at a bar. And then I was like, okay, RJ, you and I are talking outside. Is this okay with you? Is this, you know, whatever? You're like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, it's the way it is. That was the first thing that I realized this motherfucker knows what he's talking about. And he was like, yeah, let's just do this. Let's just do that. And I think the funniest thing you said was, and you always have a designated driver. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to call all the local cops and be like, this guy's sober. So, but it was interesting to have that, you know, experience. But again, unless I met you one-on-one and could read that situation, I can't fully trust anything unless I meet someone face to face. Like,
yeah.
It just, it's not the same.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but yeah, no, it's been an amazing experience. It is, I am so much healthier now, RJ. So much healthier. Since I met you. So.
And one thing I want to come back, I'll come back to that because that's important, is the fact that there was no shame, right, in trying to change. It was just like, no. Oh shit, is he feeling ostracized? Is he feeling outside the group? Am I doing something that's, you know, being hard? But you don't, like, the thing is with classical quit drinking stuff, like you're talking about, there's a lot of shame involved in that. Like,
yeah,
there's not gonna be any shame here. Like, come and tell me that you drank. Guess what I'm gonna say? Okay.
Right.
And how do you feel about drinking? Do you feel like it was a healthy experience, or do you feel like it was unhealthy?
Yeah.
And whatever you come back with, it's okay. Let's explore that.
And the thing is, by exploring it, my answer to that would be, yes, it is healthy. The first drink.
Yeah.
It's not healthy when you just continue doing this and that and the other. Now, but you have figured out a way to convince your mind that you're drinking more when you're not. What an unbelievable thing you have created. Sorry, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. And it's giving you the freedom to, you get to define and decide what that healthy relationship is. I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to be here to listen and then ask you questions to make sure that you actually believe what you're saying.
Yeah.
And you know,
I'm terribly sorry to all of RJ's followers for hijacking this and talking over him every 5 seconds. I was so excited to just tell him like what a difference this has made already. It's been a fucking week. It's been 1 week. My team in the tournament lost on a last second shot. And I went to the Jack Daniels first, but then the Heineken Zero second. And that is a massive thing for me.
What if I tell you it's been 3 weeks?
Then I don't care. 1 week, 3 weeks, ADHD, whatever it is.
Yeah, I know. Me, but it's like the fact, like, the you're still this like 3 weeks later. That says a lot.
Well,
and going through the stress of what you just said too.
Well, yeah, because it's, if I love someone and I think that they have helped me in my life, it could be five fucking decades and I will still be like this every day. Like, that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all should, you can coach extremely well how to develop a relationship with alcohol. I can coach extremely well how to love people day in and day out until the day you fucking die. And that's it. And even after you die, you better fucking be up there in heaven being like, hey, by the way, God, I think you might have fucked this up. I think, why don't we change this? So that person feels more appreciated. I don't know. You helped me so much, RJ.
And I just said that it's been 3 weeks to point out, give you credit for what you're doing and how you're showing up.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. I'm there's so many people out there that don't have the ability that you do. Or I do, or Leo does, or Up does, or anyone that's been on this podcast. So we just have to, you know, keep telling them what their strengths are. Because if we don't do that, then we're fucked.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, I'm sorry. This is your podcast. I just, It's me
What are your
talking to
apologies
you,
in
so it's
for?
like it's friends, so I go crazy. But so I'm gonna shut the fuck up now. I'll actually hit this button on the mic that told me to get, and then you can ask me a question, then I'll hit the button again.
Me a second. Oh. When you said earlier about this being the healthiest you've been, what could you give some specifics into how you feel so much healthier?
Yes. I can do that.
Love that so much.
I'm not hungover anymore at all, ever, because I'm mentally drunk, but I'm not physically drunk. There's a
Yeah.
huge difference between those two things. So you help me stop or stop. You help me start chopping firewood again. We've had a fire every night from the wood that I chopped. I started slow, like you said. And now I'm not going to give you immediate credit for it because it's got to sustain itself for 6 months for me to even like think about it. But I'm doing a lot better. And health-wise, I have to chop firewood. And recently I've started to do that again. Not aggressive at first, but we're getting back there. We're getting back there. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit this button so that you can respond to that so I don't interrupt, and I love you.
Are you going to be making TikToks calling out Thorin Greenwood or whoever that guy who chops all the wood? Have you seen him?
No. I don't. It was Thorin Greenwood.
I only know him because some friends have sent me TikToks of it, but like it's this dude's arms are like bigger than my thighs, and he's chopping wood, reviewing axes, like putting out candles that are manly. Just he's actually super, like a super healthy TikTok personality, it feels like. And so yeah, I mean, just call him out and say, hey, I have ADHD, watch me chop firewood.
Has he this is actually working. Up you son of a bitch.
I have one too.
Did he convince both of us to get these goddamn mics? Okay.
I've had this one for over a
Oh,
year,
thank
but
God.
yeah.
Thank God. Okay. Oh, that would have been an anti-America slogan forever. But yeah, so the guy that chops firewood, is he ADHD or?
I honestly don't know. I don't know
Okay.
that much about him. I just know he's this big lumberjack dude who it is very impressive how he chops firewood. And so I want to
That's.
see you do a chop off with him. That's what I'm saying.
No one can chop more
For
firewood than I
charity.
can. But it's only because I won't stop. Like, I won't stop doing it. You can have all the biceps in the world, but you cannot chop more firewood than me. So yes, whatever his name is, let's go. I'm gonna hit this button again, and you can ask me the last question so that I don't fucking go crazy here.
If you were to tell somebody to sign up for a discovery call for coaching with me, what would you say?
If you don't do it, you will never have a different opinion on your life. If you don't sign up for your course, you will never have a different opinion on what you're going through. I mean, that's literally it, RJ. Like, you present things that are different to people. So if you feel like you're different or whatever, and I probably didn't explain that well, but I don't really care how I explained it because I have ADHD, but it's one of those things where if you feel like you're different, then you are. RJ doesn't give a shit about your difference or you're this or you're that. Like, I've met him in real life. He gets it. But you'll never have a program that actually gives a fuck about you. One-on-one. That's the only thing I can say to that is if you sign up, then he actually cares about you. It's not a psychiatry session or whatever. It's, hey, let's talk. Hey, I'll be late to this meeting. Hey, maybe tomorrow works better. Hey, you know, this and that, the other. It's not a defined time every single week. I think that benefits a lot of people.
Yeah.
Sorry, I explained that terribly, but.
No, you didn't. You explained it really well, and I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah.
And we never mentioned what the course was, so I guess I better talk about that right here, where it's a 12-week self-discovery course. And it's 12 weeks self-discovery beyond alcohol, but how often did I mention alcohol in the course?
Sorry, I had to hit the mute so you could do your... never. Not once, actually. I just literally signed up for it because you and I had spoken a couple times before, and I'm like, you know what? I think this person knows what he's talking about, and maybe I could use some help on this or that and the other, but it wasn't alcohol use that I needed help on. And honestly, I didn't really need all that much amount of help until you showed me that I did. But it wasn't like combative. It wasn't this fucking thing where it was like, oh, this and that and the other. I wish I was better at talking because I owe you so much. Like, that's the only thing I can say is all that. So I'm going to hit this button, go on about your spiel. It will do that.
Well, so it's 12 weeks. You get 12 one-on-one sessions with me. I also have a group option. The first 5 weeks are self-honesty. Second 5 weeks are self-discovery. The last 2 weeks are self-acceptance. And it starts at a very approachable level. None of the concepts are really difficult to grasp. It's based around my own journey. And it really develops how you approach life with yourself and how you can approach life with other people. And that's what I try to do. And, you know, Lobau, the way that you described it, the way that you talked about it, I think was beautiful. And that's what it's about. It's not necessarily for one thing, but it's how can these other parts of my life all intersect? And now I'm living a life that I'm excited for again, or maybe for the first time, or you're just going through life and you're your best self. And that feels different.
Hit the button again. RJ, you're not an alcohol coach, you're not a life coach, you're not anything like that. What you are is an accepting human being that knows how to provide acceptance for others.
Wow.
You provide acceptance. That's what you provide. That's it.
Have I ever told you what the reason that I figured out the reason that I drank the way that I did? I ever tell you what the reason was?
No. I would love to hear this, actually.
I was searching for acceptance. I'm dead serious. I've said this on a couple of podcasts before and like things on my story. And so you saying that, it makes total sense, right? Just being the neurodivergence, both of us have ADHD, like you have this high empathy level for other people. You have these things. And a lot of it is you don't want people to feel the way that you did. Like that is honestly the basis of a lot of our compassion and empathy and all of that. And I couldn't have explained it any better than you just did. In that I don't care who you are. You said that earlier. I don't care what your differences are. I don't care what you're looking to improve. I want you to know that you're accepted.
Yeah. That's your course.
Yeah. That is. Wow. The way you just put that, and it just hit me. It is.
That's all it is. I'm going to go back to watching Karate Kid Part 3, but no. but it truly is. I mean, that's what you do. You provide acceptance for other people. It's what I do. It's what Leo does. It's what Up does. It's what Wava does. It's what Blushing does. It's what Terry does. It's what all of these people do. Is provide acceptance. This is not a hard thing to understand. It just takes over the top effort to get other people to understand how easy it is.
Thank you so much for sharing what this has been like and the outcomes. Absolutely. And just all the effusive praise that you've had, because it's something that it does hit me in the heart, and I appreciate it. And I love you.
I love you too. Always have, always will.
And if people wanted to catch up with you and follow you for your chopping challenge against that thorn
I'm
guy
doing
on
the
TikTok.
Social media thing. Okay. It's at Lebel Spark, wherever it is, whatever. Sorry. That is so nauseating to me. But
blatant self promotion. We do that here now.
I know.
Didn't used to, but now we're gonna be doing blatant self promotion.
Okay, then it's at Lebel Spark and I'm fucking awesome. Follow
yes,
me,
you are.
Motherfuckers. Okay. Is that
That's
better
right.
For all the
yes. And if you're interested about this course, if you're interested about coaching, go to untappedkeg.com, follow Untapped Keg on Instagram, send me a message. Let's figure out if this is something that would work for you, if you would really benefit from it, and find out the best way that we can do that. Have a great one, everybody. I love you.